This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Statute convention of ruling CPN UML continues with group-wise discussions on reports. Indra Jatra festival being observed in Kathmandu Valley, marking end of monsoon and beginning of harvest season. And Russian President Putin rejects Western security plan in Ukraine, warns foreign troops would be targeted. Now the news in detail. The CPN UML is continuing its second statute convention at Sunrise Hall in Godavari of Lalitpur today. The convention resumed this morning with the presentation of reports that were pending from yesterday. According to UML Publicity Department Chief Rajendra Gautam, several commission chairs of the party will present their respective reports today. Representatives will then be divided into 10 groups for discussions. Yesterday, Party Chair K.P. Sharma Oli presented the political report, Vice Chair Vishnu Prasad Powell tabled the statute amendment proposal, and Secretary Shankar Pokhrel presented the organizational report. Chair Oli proposed the concept of socialism with Nepali characteristics in his political proposal. A total of 2,341 representatives from across the country are attending the convention, which concludes tomorrow. The Indra Jatra festival, one of the major cultural events of the Newar community, is being observed in the Kathmandu Valley and some surrounding districts today. The festival marks the end of the monsoon and the beginning of the harvest season. The celebration begins with the erection of a ceremonial wooden pole at Hanuman Toka in Basantapur and continues for 8 days with traditional dances, processions and the chariot parade of the living goddess Kumari. Dedicated to Lord Indra, the god of rain, Indra Jatra is also a display of Kathmandu's rich cultural and religious heritage. Large gatherings of devotees and visitors are expected at Kathmandu Durbar Square and surrounding areas. The government has declared a public holiday in the Kathmandu Valley today to mark the occasion. Nepali Congress President Sheth Bahadur Deuba has said the current coalition government will continue. Speaking to media persons at Biratnagar Airport this morning, the leader of the major coalition partner emphasized the need for a broader consensus with a 2/3 majority to amend the constitution. He also said the Nepali Congress upcoming general convention will be held at an appropriate time and added that the party has no immediate plans to reshuffle its ministers in the coalition government. On a different note, leader Deva clarified the government is not attempting to shut down social media, but it's seeking to register it in accordance with the court's directive. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devraj Kimure, has called for international collaboration to address global health challenges, noting that such issues go beyond national borders. Speaking at the inauguration of the second Nepal Mount Everest International Conference on Gynecologic Endoscopy, Speaker Gimura emphasized that collective efforts, integration of knowledge and technology are essential to tackle health concerns. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Powell has called on the media to point out weaknesses of the government, while also ensuring that positive initiatives are effectively communicated to the public. Addressing the annual general meeting and convention of the Society of Economic Journalists in Nepal today, Finance Minister Powell said the media should not only be critical, but also provide constructive recommendations to the government. He underlined the importance of economic journalism, noting that journalists play a vital role in strengthening the country's economy. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Raghuji Panta has said the government will prioritize non-formal education that connects indigenous knowledge, skills and arts with daily life under the National Qualifications Framework. Speaking at the National Non-Formal Education Conference in Kathmandu yesterday to mark International Literacy Day 2025, the Education Minister stated that the Ministry has prepared a national curriculum framework for non-formal education. He also called on the younger tech-savvy generation to help revitalize traditional knowledge and skills. A total of 61 local governments have not unveiled their budgets for the current fiscal year, despite the legal deadline of the 24th of June. According to the Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration, 692 out of 753 local levels have presented their budgets so far. Most of the delays are concentrated in Madhya Province, where 40 local governments remain without budgets. 5 is from Kosi and Bagmati provinces, 7 from Lumbini, 3 from Karnali and 1 from Sudhur Paschim have also failed to comply. The ministry said political disputes and coordination gaps were the main reasons for the delay. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Russian President Vladimir Putin has dismissed Western proposals for a reassurance force in Ukraine, put forward after a Paris summit that sought to finalize plans for security guarantees. The proposals envision the deployment of Allied troops immediately after a ceasefire. According to the BBC, French President Emmanuel Macron stated that 26 of Ukraine's allies had formally pledged to send troops by land, sea or air to help secure the situation once fighting ended, though he did not specify which countries would be involved. Russian President Putin rejected the initiative, warning that any foreign troops deployed to Ukraine would be treated as legitimate targets, particularly if they appeared before ceasefire agreement was reached. Hopes for a ceasefire now remain dim. Last month's summit in Alaska between leader Putin and U.S. President Donald Trump briefly raised expectations of a meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and a possible peace deal. Russian President Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov described Trump's efforts as constructive, but criticized European nations, accusing them of provoking the continuation of the conflict. Immigration authorities have arrested almost 500 people at a Hyundai factory in Georgia and what officials described as the largest workplace raid of President Donald Trump's second term. According to the BBC, most of those detained at the 3,000-acre facility, which has been producing electric vehicles for a year, were reported to be South Korean nationals. The South Korean government expressed concern and regret over the operation, urging Washington to safeguard the rights of its citizens. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said agents carried out the raid under a search warrant, citing allegations of unlawful employment practices and other serious federal crimes. The action highlights a potential clash between two of Trump's key policy goals, strengthening U.S. manufacturing and tightening immigration enforcement. It may also place additional strain on relations with South Korea, a close American ally. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rainfall is likely to occur at some places in Kosi, Bagmati and Gondagi provinces along with the hilly regions of the country and at a few places in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Statute Convention of Ruling CPN-UML continues with group-wise discussions on reports. Indra Jatra Festival being observed in Kathmandu Valley, marking end of monsoon and beginning of harvest season. And Russian President Putin rejects Western security plan in Ukraine, warns foreign troops would be targeted. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.